Where was Emmaus exactly? If you've ever looked over a Bible atlas, you probably don't see it. There's no clear consensus among biblical scholars about where it was, except that apparently it was 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Now, ironically, even though no one can tell you precisely where Emmaus is or was, the road to Emmaus itself is always crowded. Mostly people walk by themselves, heads down, shoulders sagging, feet dragging. You see, Emmaus is everywhere that is nowhere, a place somewhere that is not really a place at all. Quiet place in the woods, a bench in the park, an all-night diner, an empty church sanctuary on a weekday morning. You see, Emmaus is whatever we do and wherever we go when we have nothing left to do and nowhere else to go. In the words of my friend and mentor, the late Reverend Roland Perdue, Emmaus is where we go mainly because it is 7 miles away from where we've been. Emmaus is what you do just because you can't stand to do what you've been doing any longer. And 7 miles is barely far enough. It's 7 miles away, and it's also 3 days later. To quote my friend Roland again, Emmaus is the third day since it happened kind of place. The first day, you are filled with shock. You numbly get through the blur. The second day is all eggshells, polite words, details to iron out, arrangements to finalize, all done with stiff upper lips and fixed smiles, which whisper sadly, "See how well I'm taking it?" The third day since it happened is the Emmaus kind of day. That's the day when everything and everyone returns to normal except you. Somehow, the world goes on without the person or the dream that you most held dear. So you walk to Emmaus, because wherever Emmaus is supposed to be exactly, it is 7 miles away and 3 days later. Probably most people walk this road to Emmaus alone. But sometimes people will walk the road to Emmaus with a companion. And hopefully the companion is someone you know well and trust without reservation, someone who will listen without immediately offering advice, someone who empathizes. And also sometimes you don't get to choose with whom you walk this road to Emmaus. You hardly notice the stranger as he catches up to you. The stranger's questions are not exactly welcome. They sound like rude intrusions, almost accusations. How can the stranger possibly be so unaware? Is the stranger the only one who doesn't doom scroll through his smartphone, taking in all the bad news from all over the world? And what strange line of questioning is the stranger pursuing? Especially when the stranger asks questions like, "Don't you know that all that has happened was necessary?" Necessary? What is that supposed to mean? And as it gets later and the daylight wanes and you get closer to Emmaus, the only necessity that you're willing to concede is that it's time to eat before it finally becomes dark. And as you dine with the stranger, there is something about him, something that can't quite be put into words yet. Maybe it's the way he takes the bread, as though he is the host of the meal to which we have invited him. Or maybe it's something simpler, like some familiar gesture or mannerism, some characteristic way of breaking a loaf of bread that we've seen somewhere before. Or maybe it's his hands, not smooth and clean, but calloused, the hands of a carpenter or a gardener, but more than that, also bruised and wounded, the hands of one who has been nailed down. And then we are startled into recognition by the suffering evident in those hands that hold and break the bread, as though our suffering and his are mingled and separately together forever. And we know, we can glimpse the love, the overpowering love, the love that is stronger than death. We can glimpse the love that held him tightly to the cross, and the love that held him will hold us. And it's all part of the resurrection, even on this road to Emmaus, even on the third day since it happened. And as we are held by this love, we know that, yes, indeed, love is stronger than death, and nothing in life or in death can ever separate us from God's love.